Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Wally Westlake. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bill Glynn. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting second. The first baseman, Gordon Goldsberry. Batting third. The right fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fourth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Dyke. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Fred Marsh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Kane. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bob Kane. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball four. Mitchell moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla strikes out. One out. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Niemann moves to second. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Westlake. Del Singh reaches second base with a double. Niemann scores. Courtney moves to third. It's 1-0, Browns. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake strikes out. One out. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton takes first base on ball four. Glynn moves to second. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon bunts towards the mound. Kane fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Glynn moves to third. Tipton moves to second. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn scores. Tipton scores. Lemon moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh strikes out. Two outs. Bob Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a line drive into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zarrilla. Boone reaches second base with a double. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0-for-1 in the game. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marsh fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemon covering, for the out. One out. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Goldsberry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tipton strikes out. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Courtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Courtney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-1 in the game. Dyke hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Dyke reaches second base with a double. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Lemon drops the ball. Dyke moves to third. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0-for-1 in the game. Marsh hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 4-2, Browns. Bob Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane is 0-for-1 in the game. Kane hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goldsberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doby for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Boone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-2 in the game. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Goldsberry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Goldsberry. The throw from Tipton and he is out, Boone applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0-for-2 in the game. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marsh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Glenn hits a pop-up towards short. Marsh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tipton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Courtney hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Delsing hits a line drive into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Dyke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lemon strikes out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards short. Marsh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-3 in the game. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Courtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Marsh hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane is 0-for-2 in the game. Kane hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri now playing shortstop. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-3 in the game. Rosen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Browns. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Boone hits a line drive towards short. DeMaestri reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0-for-3 in the game. Westlake hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Glenn hits a line drive into center field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tipton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-3 in the game. Zarrilla hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gordon Goldsberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldsberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Goldsberry bunts towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. Zarrilla moves to second. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zarrilla scores. It's 5-3, Browns. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Niemann. The throw from Tipton and he is out, Boone applying the tag. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Courtney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Delsing takes first base on ball 4. Courtney moves to second. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Dyke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dobie throws the ball into Rosen who tags Dyke trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Courtney scores. Delsing moves to third. It's 6-3, Browns. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Majeski pinch hits for Bob Lemon. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Dobie hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Courtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.